brought to you by Penguin.
Living While Black, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Racial Trauma by Ghislaine Kinyuani, read by Luyanda Onati Lewis Nyao. To Misbah, Hajan, Yael, and Malia. To Maman, Papa, and Papa. To the Gang of Eight. To the ancestors. To us. Disclaimer. The events described in this book are based on the experiences of the author. The anecdotes described are not based on any one specific individual, but rather a selection of composite characters drawing on the various experiences of the author. Although occasionally a character has been given a name, this is for narrative flow rather than because it represents just one person. Any similarities are purely coincidental. This is because this is not a book about any one individual, but about what we can learn from them and how they shape our approach as readers to each other. This book does not substitute medical or therapeutic attention. If you are suffering from psychological distress, mental health, or medical issues, consider speaking to your appointed doctor or mental health practitioner and follow their advice. Introduction. Racism causes harm. Harm to the body and harm to the mind. Yet it is only in November 2020 that the American Medical Association recognized racism as an urgent threat to public health. Thankfully, many of us did not wait for this penny to drop to tackle its impact. For about 15 years, I have been working therapeutically with people of color, supporting almost exclusively black people distressed by racism and experiencing racial trauma. Living While Black seeks to offer the same support in book form by presenting some of this work, the politics, personal and professional experiences that underline my psychology and psychotherapy practice to help us find connection, hope, and empowerment. Before we begin, I want to tell you a little bit about the journey to bringing this book to life. I have carved my practice out of the whiteness of psychology and of psychotherapy. I have carved it out of thousands of micro and macro experiences of discrimination and othering I had to navigate. I have refused to ignore this rich data, the intellectual gifts contained therein, and its potential to help others heal. Exploring and reflecting on my own lived experience, my lived evidence, has been central to understanding patterns of harm and domination, but also patterns of resistance. My scholarship was born out of the documentation of these patterns on race reflections. A platform that started as a blog and turned into a social enterprise dedicated to tackling inequality, injustice, and oppression. Women, especially black women, are socialized to distrust what we know and to be suspicious of our own authority. Oftentimes, we stop ourselves from using our gifts, or we wait for someone to give us the go-ahead or tell us how to start and when to start. I had little support when I decided to set up my practice. What drove me was simply a strong will, or perhaps a strong need to have a space where, as a black woman, a mental health professional and psychologist, I could engage with both subjects from the vantage point of being a black female body in the world, with the richness, complexities, and baggage that this entails. Distilling these complex learnings, the primary aim of Living While Black is to make many of us who often haven't felt this way feel heard, seen, and held. The book seeks to help black people to thrive by first confronting the nuances of blackness, then creating a tailored self-care plan. The first aspect is achieved via case studies.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?